gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fists, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors. Welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths. Rise above fear and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Today, I'm getting real. I'm getting vulnerable, and I'm talking about something that changed my life forever. Taking the leap into entrepreneurship. If I'm being honest, the seed of entrepreneurship was planted back in November 2007. I was 27, working 12 to 16 hour shifts as a respiratory therapist, and it was the night shift at that. On the surface, life looked good. Church, savings, my own place, charity work, spontaneous road trips. I was proud of how far I'd come from my childhood of poverty. But inside, I was a mess. I was in a full-blown identity crisis. I didn't know who I was, and that led to some really bad choices and some toxic relationships. I was deeply unhappy, even depressed. I remember talking to older colleagues who were also miserable, and their reason for staying, meaning staying in the healthcare profession, was the paycheck. That answer just fueled my unhappiness. I felt numb, bitter, and knew something had to change. Then one evening, while getting ready to work, drowning in my sorrows, I had a vision. I saw myself on stage addressing a huge crowd of women. I heard myself saying, "I can't hear you." Say it with authority. "I am beautiful and God made no mistakes on me." Okay. Then I heard a voice. "You are to empower women and work with youth across the nation." That vision ignited a fire within me. That vision set me on a path. I connected with a life coach, which helped me understand my entrepreneurial drive. But the journey was a roller coaster. I gave up too soon in the game. I bought into the lie that job security was my only option, and I let others define me. I even stepped away from healthcare for a while to try to figure things out, but that still didn't work. Then in 2014, I got married. But by 2017, y'all, that toxic marriage had left me even more broken than when I was single. I went back to respiratory, and in 2016, I still had that feeling, you know, just being unfulfilled. But telling myself, this is what adults do, right? They get up, they work in unhappy jobs, they make their money because they have obligations. Then in the spring of 2017, I needed life-changing surgery. And during my recovery, I had time to think. Something has to give, I thought. My heart desires to work from home, doing admin work. I mean, I was gifted in administration. I had helped friends start their businesses and really helped them get organized on the back end of their business operations. Time and time again, people was telling me you will be very successful doing administrative work. But I went back to the hospital after my surgery, pushing heavy equipment, barely able to sit because of the pain. And that reignited the fire within me. I was like, I cannot, I've gone back to work and I felt it was forced. you know, traditional work force, you may or may not have light duty. You may have job security, so to speak, for so long. And then after a certain amount of time, they don't necessarily have to guarantee your job. You know, they may hire you back, you know, or they can like transfer you to another department with lesser pay. Only thing I knew was the day I went to get checked off by the hospital nurse, I asked her, I said, what constitutes me, you know, being checked off and ready to come back to work full time since there's no light duty as a respiratory therapist? And I remember she told me, as long as your wounds are not oozing or seeping, I can check you off. And I was like, wow. And so I knew that I was not ready to go back. But after 2 months of being off of work, you know, in a toxic marriage and pretty much the main breadwinner, I had to keep my health benefits going for follow-up doctor's appointments and everything. So I was like, okay, I'll suck it up and I'll go back to work. But that first night that I was back to work, pushing that heavy equipment, having my abdominal binder on, you know, not able to sit down for longer than 10 minutes to document, you know, on the charts, I was like, this cannot be my story. This cannot be how my story ends. I don't want to be disgruntled. I don't want to be riddled with just all those internal negative feelings. And so that, pushing that heavy equipment, barely being able to sit down because of the pain, you know, out of breath, walking from one end of the hospital to the other, that reignited the fire within me. And I knew it was time to take the leap with or without support. Because my first husband, he wasn't supportive of my dreams. So I put in my notice and immediately started looking at virtual assistant agencies. In 2017, I signed on with one and I have never looked back. Taking that leap was so empowering. The journey has had its ups and downs, but the rewards have been incredible. Almost 8 years later, out of that toxic marriage, by the way, that one decision to take that leap into entrepreneurship has completely changed my life. I went from being an executive assistant for 6 to 8 figure entrepreneurs, including a $21 billion pharmaceutical company, to now being a business empowerment growth strategist. I help women 35 plus who are tired of rigid schedules and unfulfilling work build passion-driven online businesses so they can finally have the freedom and purpose they crave. If I hadn't taken that leap, I wouldn't have the impact I have today. Now, I'm not saying you have to quit your job tomorrow. We're all at different stages with different obligations. But if you're feeling that pull to start an online business, now is the time to start planning your exit strategy and prepare to take your leap. Because let's face it, there is no such thing as job security. So what does taking the leap mean in the context of entrepreneurship? For me, it means moving from a place of comfort and security, even if it's uncomfortable security, to take a place of risk and uncertainty, but also immense potential for growth and fulfillment. It's about betting on yourself and your vision. Here are 3 tips to help you transition to entrepreneurship. 1, define your why. What is your driving force? Why do you want to start a business? Is it freedom, flexibility, financial independence, or making a difference? Knowing your why will keep you going when things get tough. 2, start small and strategically. You don't have to quit your job right away. Start by dedicating a few hours each week to developing your business plan, networking, and learning new skills. A strategic approach minimizes risk. 3, build a support system. Surround yourself with people who believe in you and your vision. Find a mentor, a coach, join a mastermind group, or connect with other entrepreneurs. There are tons of great free supportive groups out there on those social media platforms. Support is essential for navigating the challenges of entrepreneurship. And as a bonus tip, plan your finances. Have a realistic budget and savings plan. Understand your expenses and how much income you'll need to replace. Knowing your numbers will reduce stress and give you that added extra confidence that's needed as an entrepreneur. Now, if you're looking for a more personalized approach, I invite you to book a paid 25-minute break-free Be Fierce consultation. We'll discuss your specific situation and create a plan to help you take your leap. You can visit www.sonyasales.com/consulting to schedule. And for those of you who are ready to start an online business but don't know where to begin, I have a 4-week foundational course called Fast Track Your Concept, Your 30-Day Guide to Planning and Launching Your Online Business. You can find more information at www.sonyasales.com. All right, you know what time it is? It is time for your fab assignment. You guessed it, your fierce action breakthrough assignment. Define your leap. What does it look like for you? Write it down. Then identify one small step you can take today to move closer to that leap. Don't wait. Take action. That's it for today's episode. Remember, taking the leap can be scary. I've been there, done that. But it can also be the most rewarding thing you ever do. Believe in yourself. Trust your gut and take that leap. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Sonya Empower Show. I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Connect with me on social media at Sonya Sales. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For business empowerment resources, visit sonyasales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. That's chakeelet, drop, that's drap, inspired.com. Until next time, Empowered Disruptors, break free, be fierce.